car, I don't know how I'm gonna go. And I had a drink the other day. Opinions were like kittens, I was giving them away. I had a drink the other day, I had a lot to say. And I said, you will come down soon too. You will come down too soon. You will come down soon too. You will come down, you'll come down.
Yes, and on, what went wrong? This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Communist Daughter by Neutral Milk Hotel off of In the Airplane Over the Sea. Before that, Sands by Nana Grizzal off of Ruth. And then two songs by Modest Mouse, Out of Gas off of The Lonesome Crowded West, and the first of the hour was Dramamine off of This Is a Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About. And again, this is an old playlist for me from actually my first episode on CFRC, and I think it only aired on CFRC because I screwed up the scheduling at the time. And this is a special occasion because just like in some of my earlier shows in the last few weeks, I was begging for money for CJLO. It is now CFRC's funding drive season. So if you head over to cfrc.ca/donate, there's some perks for donating, goodies you can receive or otherwise tax receipts, goes towards good things like renovating the station, money in the past went towards, you know, changing the antenna tower, renovating the studio space. There's now a live recording, like a live space for bands has been put to use in the last year or two, I think, which is pretty cool. I think that was starting when I was still at Queens. Yeah, so cfrc.ca/donate. Check that out. And yeah, see if you can get yourself some goodies and help out this station at the same time. And these songs that I'm playing in this half hour from, considering this is my first episode at CFRC, it was from when I first moved to Kingston, Ontario, I guess like 3 years ago, and did a long, long, long drive, played a lot of music through the U-Haul truck speakers to myself, sang along a lot of the time, which is a lot of fun. That was a good drive. I like that. I miss that sometimes. yeah, so I played a bunch of stuff, and these were all songs that appeared in that long playlist. I mostly just worked through albums, so these are sort of a thin slice of what I was listening to on that very, very long 2 days of driving. But it was a good time, and yeah, kind of nice to reminisce about that. And yeah, I think about it pretty often, actually. I think about that drive a lot. It was pretty remarkable. It was beautiful, too. Anyway, coming up next is Lift to Experience.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, the war.
real. A new sort of experience is taking over, 'cause we're simply the best band in the whole damn land. And Texas is the reason.
City is ours for the taking, and a host of are on their way.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was These Are the Days by Lift to Experience off of the Texas-Jerusalem Crossroads. Is it Crossroads or Crossroad? Let me see. Crossroads, with an S, plural. And that's also the remastered version that came out sometime. Man, I was going to say 5 years. Probably been more than 5 years. I don't know. I have no idea. Last decade. No, it's within the last decade. Or I'm pretty confident. I won't say no. I don't know anything. Okay, second reminder. CFRC.ca/donate. Send your money to CFRC. For the love of God, please. I don't know. What am I supposed to say? Perks, keep the station alive, do cool stuff. I think when I was advertising the funding drive for CJLO, I was mentioning things like live sessions with bands. And I know that's a thing at CFRC as well, so that's the sort of thing that takes money, it takes time, it takes expertise. So send your funds to CFRC at cfrc.ca/donate, and yeah, you'll get cool stuff like that. And it's also nice because that's good encouragement for like local bands in Kingston, and yeah, that was something that was still, I feel, kind of coming back from COVID when I was in Kingston, so I hope, yeah, I hope that that ends up being something beneficial to the music scene there, sort of another space to play, another place to get some exposure, and that can only happen if you funnel your wallet directly into the veins of CFRC via cfrc.ca/donate. You can even get a tax receipt for that. Wouldn't that be incredible? Go broke, helping CFRC. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. That was another song off of my long, long, long road trip playlist. And I was showing that to a buddy of mine recently, a coworker slash colleague, in my office, just him and I on a Friday, listening to music over his laptop speakers. That was a good time. That was a lot of fun, actually. Got him to listen to Lift to Experience. So, yeah. Anyway, I think the stuff coming up next is no longer from my road trip playlist. It's going to be starting with a song from the band Women.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Take My Advice or I'll Spank You Without Pants. That was by Pecola off of The Mexican. I like that one. Before that, Initials by York Readout off of their self-titled. And then before that, Lawn Care by Women off of their self-titled. And actually, it makes no difference when it comes to the music itself. There's like a specific Canada version on Bandcamp, I think, that was just listed in, you know, Canadian dollars, which is now made private, which I find surprising. I bought that album, you know, pretty late in its life. It was like 3 years ago or something, when I was still living in Thunder Bay that one summer. Yeah, kind of funny to see that changed. You can still look at it, can still listen to it through Bandcamp, but it's private. I got private music. That's cool. Anyway, third reminder, cfrc.ca/donate. If you don't donate, I'll die of sadness of you not donating to CFRC. Do that. Contributes to all the important physical, technical stuff that's actually required to run a radio station. In the last few years, CFRC had to replace one of their antenna, which is a big undertaking. Renovations in a very, very old building. Keeping everything up to date when it comes to the actual, you know, not just the physical setup that is in there, because you have all sorts of soundboards, you have a whole library of music, which is gigantic and ancient. This studio for musicians to play in, all the machinery that goes into work and stuff like that, all the man hours required for doing that. That's money, folks. What else? All the technical stuff too. Like, there's a big site redesign that happened recently, and stuff like that requires, again, funds. So cfrc.ca/donate. Do that, ideally, if you can, if you got the cash, if you're willing to spend your last dollar on campus and community radio. It's pretty cool of you. What a neat way to go out that would be. Put us in your will or something. It's kind of weird for me, considering I'm no longer at Queens or in Kingston. And, you know, I did do one broadcast at CFRC, but that was not for past tense. It was for a different show. I think it was like a Monday night or something. I got no idea. But I was there for that. It was pretty long. And, so I do have some fond memories of CFRC. And it's always, I was a student there for a time at Queens. And it was nice to have a place, you know, sort of beyond my office. It's sort of community, I'll call it. I wasn't so tightly involved with it, but, you know, a place that I could sort of go to is like someone who did feel like something of an outsider on campus as a graduate student, a little bit older. And knowing that if I do go back there, beyond visiting some of my old friends, if they're still hanging out in the same offices, I would be able to go to the radio station and have something in common with the people there over at CFRC. So that's my sentimental spiel for saying donate to CFRC right friggin' now. And coming up next is a song from Clothesline from Hell.
Could I go back? Could I take it? If I stay up all night now I get sick. Kiss. You could be a
Time bomb, and I only live in that one moment in which you die, and it's not right. It's not what I wanted then, but you know, and I know there's no going back. I am a lost soul, and I send out a sickened light up for anyone. For help, yeah, I wanted to stay away, the burning, the blinding, the bleaching.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and I wish there was a way for me to fade out of that track. Maybe I could have done it a little... whatever. The song was Time Bomb by the Dismemberment Plan off of their album Change. Before that, In This Life by Polvo off of Exploded Drawing, and then the first of the three was No Peace by Clothesline from Hell off of Something Nothing. And yeah, kind of blown away by that Dismemberment Plan track. And I've been on a Dismemberment Plan kick recently. I think listening to the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified and a three, technically four song EP that's mostly material off of the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified, I think. And then it also has a demo of Spider in the Snow at the very end of it. That's a really cool one. I mean, the demo isn't particularly different from what appeared on Emergency and I. But the songs on that EP are pretty nice. Yeah, there are a couple of them that are really, really good. And yeah, I've kind of ignored the Dismemberment Plan's discography for a long time. It took like, I used to only listen to What Do You Want Me to Say off of Emergency and I until I had a girl tell me that it was like one of her favorite albums. So I gave it a re-listen after that and discovered that it's also one of my favorite albums. And it's an incredibly tight album. And I definitely kind of prefer it over some of their other material. That now that I've listened to the other stuff, as like it as an album as a whole, but like that track off of Change is just incredible. And it took another dude on the internet who I think recommended that I listen to Change, that I give it a shot, you know. Maybe I'd tried it before and not gotten into it, but yeah, it definitely has some highlights, and that song, for instance, is fantastic. And it's been a long time since I've listened to that album. In this Dismemberment Plan kick, I have not been listening to Change, so I guess I'll put that back on maybe tomorrow morning before I go to my office. Yeah, that's pretty sick. I like that. Ah, just thrilled by that song, weren't I? Yeah, and the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. I can't remember exactly where that slots. Maybe it's between Change and Emergency and I. Yeah, I saw someone post talking about or looking for more music similar, I think, to the very final track off of that. And it's got a very, I think they described it almost as noir-esque. And it was a pretty fitting description of it. It was a really nice track. Real smooth from what I can remember. But yeah, I gotta give that another listen. But I've really been liking this this EP. It's got some song about New Year's in Boston that appears on the Dismemberment Plan is Terrified. And like I said, all the tracks are off that. Yeah. Ah, man, what a great song. Love that. Feeling good now. Got something to do. Just listen to that song over and over and over and over again. Probably while I do the dishes. Tidy up a bit. It's a Sunday night for me. I got things I should be doing. And I'll mention one last time, cfrc.ca/donate. That's how you get nuts like me on the radios, by spending your money on a campus and community station. Get a toque or something out of this. You get a tax receipt. You get a warm, fuzzy feeling deep in the bottom of your otherwise cold heart. Please, please, for the love of God, donate to CFRC, cfrc.ca/donate.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception, broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m., featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor Installation webpage. This is our-